Hi, it's Siobhan Fletcher here, one of the journalists up at Manx Radio. Welcome to this latest edition of our newscast. This time we're talking surveillance equipment like CCTV, video doorbells and dash cams. Seven households on the island have had to register their surveillance equipment with the Information Commissioner since fresh advice was published by the authority last month. That's despite hundreds of queries to the body, which recently highlighted who needs to pay a statutory fee and who is exempt. I caught up with the Interim Information Commissioner, who says there's a level of misunderstanding about the guidance as the focus has been put on video doorbells. But he says that's only one part of the legislation which seeks to protect the data of people going about their day. So why have those seven people had to register their devices, and what's with the fresh guidance anyway? The Interim Information Commissioner is Stuart Haynes.
Can you sort of explain to me what the actual message is that you're trying to get across, and just in layman's terms, really?
Sure. So we put out some guidance around how we collect fees for our registration purposes. So that's how we're funded, really, is through a levy on data processors and controllers. So really, the guidance we put out was, a subsection of that guidance was about Ring doorbells and doorbells that use CCTV within them to capture for domestic purposes. Really, the thrust of our guidance was, if you use those devices for non-domestic purposes, you need to further read our guidance because you may be required to register and pay a fee.
And so, non-domestic purposes, what does that mean then?
So that means outside your boundary. That means outside of your sort of the view of your property or where you might be collecting other people's personal data. So beyond your property.
What's the response been like? I mean, myself, when I came in here, there was a lady chatting about this as I came into the building. So have you been kind of inundated? What's the response been?
We've had a lot of response, yeah. We've had a lot of phone calls initially, which we were able to sort of help people with. I think some of the messaging could have been slightly different. The headlines that went out perhaps gave people the impression that if you had a Ring doorbell, you had to register with the regulator, which people would have put two and two together and said, right, I've got a Ring doorbell, I must register, which means I must pay a fee, which wasn't the guidance. So we've had numerous calls, numerous emails, lots of traffic, lots of people asking whether they're required to help, required to register, and yeah, like you say, we kind of put them down. And I think in real terms, one of the takeaways from this for us is that we'd be much more concerned, I think, if there were thousands of people who've come to register with us, because we would have seen that as a real issue. In real terms, since we put out the guidance, only seven new registrations have come in for domestic purposes. So that seems commensurate with our view of what the issue would have been initially. I think we can perhaps sort of say, well, after all that guidance and all the questions have been answered, it's only affected seven people on the island so far to register and pay a fee.
Why did the Information Commissioner Office feel the need to bring this up now? Because, you know, another thing that was come out of this is actually this guidance has been in place for years.
Sure.
But for a lot of, like, our listeners, a lot of people across the island, it feels like this is new guidance.
Sure. So we very much, you know, we ran a programme of work since July last year in terms of how we work as regulator and how we want to kind of work going forward. And part of that is about being really open and transparent with the public about the work we do, and also kind of doing the outreach work that we want to do. We want people to understand exactly what we do as a regulator. And it became known to me personally that we haven't really gone out and reminded people that, you know, if they are processing or controlling data, so that if they're a shop, if they're a bed and breakfast, if they're a little post office, or, you know, you need to be registered with us because you're processing personal data. It wasn't really about Ring doorbells. We covered that off because that is an aspect of data protection law, which is a nuanced aspect a little bit, but it was really kind of that became the story rather than the fee or the annual registration fee. So it wasn't intended to be about doorbells initially, but yeah, certainly we've covered that off. I think people are very clear now about what the requirements are, and we're happy to kind of answer any questions. But yeah, I think the main message, if you're a business, if you're processing personal data that's not kind of that's part of a business, you know, part of a business setting, and that means using CCTV, then you need to come and register with us. And we're a regulator that's funded by the levy we collect, so our work depends on making sure that we're responsible in terms of maximising the levy collections that are due to be made as well. So we're not responsible for the amount of money that people collect. That's government who decide what fees are to be paid. We can sort of push forward for different regulations to be put forward, but it isn't for us to enact. So we're very much a, sort of jurisdiction that's we pay the lowest fees really across most jurisdictions. You look at Jersey, Guernsey. I think Jersey you pay between £50 and £1,600 a year. Guernsey is between £50 and £2,000 a year, and ours is £50 a year. £70 new registration and £50 thereafter. So you can look at the disparity between the amount of money those jurisdictions are collecting compared to what that money goes directly to the work that they can do to help people's data, protect people's data protection rights a little. So that more sizable the levy, the more able they are to kind of help you protect your rights.
So, you know, if there's someone listening and they've got a Ring doorbell and they're worried about it, what's the message there? Because I think, like you say, the main takeaway people had and the main worry was to do with Ring doorbells. Sure. So actually, what's the message there?
And I think it's incumbent on us to say, yes, there is a fine. So there's a maximum fine that could be levied. That's through our court that could be levied. We aren't here to hit people with fines. We're here to educate, enable and enforce as a last resort, right? So we would always say, we'll help you first, try and understand. If there's an issue with your understanding of kind of what's required of you, please read the guidance, read the further guidance we put out, and by all means call us and we'll allay any kind of fears and we'll clarify whether you do need to pay a fee or not. Now, we'll probably put some more guidance out about the privacy settings that are on most privacy doorbells. Certainly the Ring doorbells at least, which enable people to fulfil the need not to register with us and pay the fee. So it's probably not, you know, I suppose it's an issue around the doorbells themselves rather than kind of guidance issues we'd put out, but we'd be happy to kind of just put some settings out and a link on our website to say, look, if you adopt these settings, you're unlikely to be caught by the registration fee.
Sometimes, rarely, we get these sort of requests from police to do with CCTV, dash cam footage, usually, like I say, Ring doorbells. We had one, actually, funnily enough, yesterday after a crash down near Ballycommeen Drive. So what was the message then to people who kind of maybe would be resistant to turn off the view of the street for that reason?
Sure. What I would say is it's for the police. I mean, the police can seize evidence relating to any offence, right? So they can see CCTV whenever they like. And in terms of recording CCTV, it's a nice to have for the police. It's a nice to have. It's a nice to be able to collect to help them kind of pursue an offence or a serious offence. By no means should doorbells be set across a boundary because it might help the police at some time in the future. Because if you can imagine the disparity of that is that every day you might be recording someone's conversation walking down the street with their friend, they might be talking about something completely private, and actually you're recording that, and you're hearing what they're saying, and you're recording their image and their data, their data image, and that's the disparity of, in the future it might help the police possibly in the future with something, or against actually recording, kind of systematically recording people about their day-to-day life. So what I'd say is it's great for the police to ask for it. It's a nice to have, but it's certainly not something people should think, oh, it's an extension of the use or the purpose. The purpose is for you to have that for your own domestic purpose. If it's not, then you need to look at the guidance and see whether or not the registration fee is payable. But it's not a purpose for you to keep recording beyond your boundary for the unlikely possibility that the police might at some time in the future ask you for footage of your area.
And you say obviously that this legislation's been in place for years now. Has anyone actually, have you got to the point of enforcement? Has anyone ever actually been fined under this?
I haven't found any evidence of us actually finding anyone. So no one's been fined since I've been at the helm of the Information Commissioner. But it's not something I would say, just because no one hasn't, that if we saw a real spate of non-compliance, that we wouldn't. If we saw a real spate of non-compliance, I think we'd have to, and it would be commensurate with fairness and all the rules that would happen in any regulatory aspect of a regulator. But we're not really about hitting people, we're more about educating people and educating them around other people's data rights. So if someone can't understand it from their own point of view, perhaps when you put it into the context of, well, imagine that if that was your sister or your brother walking down the street, imagine you were talking about something personal to you, how would you like that if someone was recording that about you or about your information or about them? So I think it serves a purpose that I think we would enforce and we could enforce, but we're not looking to do that just to get money and to be a stealth tax or anything like that. It's just about people, process and controllers. If you're required to register with us, you pay the appropriate fee.
And then finally, in the House of Keys today, David Ashford, who is the Douglas North MHK, raised this issue. Obviously, it's been brought to him by probably concerned constituents. He levelled it at the Chief Minister and sort of was asking about the fees and whether the fees would be reviewed. Is that something you would like to see? Is that something that's in your control? Is it government's responsibility?
So I think I think the misnomer there is that the fees relating to doorbells, there isn't such a fee. It relates to CCTV equipment, which is as a whole part of the legislation. So we aren't able to affect that legislation. We can't rewrite that. Parliament could, if it was brave enough to, because it would be affecting kind of our overall approach to GDPR, which might be different from Europe's. That might then affect our adequacy decision to see whether or not we had a particularly opposite view to how our CCTV is viewed in Europe. So I think it would be a brave government that particularly tweaked with the legislation around doorbells, because I think it would affect a wider piece on CCTV. So there isn't a fee due for doorbells. That's the message. It's for CCTV equipment, which doorbells are. So I think, you know, we've agreed to work with you going forward to kind of perhaps have some two or three sessions where we'll work with you behind kind of the work we do, and perhaps better put some more information out through Manx Radio about coming inside the Information Commissioner's office.
That's all I've prepared. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not at all. I think what we'd say as well is by all means consult our guidance. I would say really try and read through that. It can be quite long in parts because it's written in a way as to give you all the information you need. So what I would caution against is taking a headline and thinking that headline is all from what someone's told you. Oh, you've got a doorbell, you must register with the regulator. Don't do that. Look at our website, look at the guidance, look at the sub-guidance. And then I think if you're in a position of, or you have a query around what you might need to do, by all means pick the phone up, speak to us. We're here for you, and we'll answer your question.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.